Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. Once again, we're here with you, thanking our brother, Amin Yasir Muhammad, the Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School Program, for allowing us this hour to speak to you, the halal industry, as well, establishing the model community. When we look at, as I have to say, first, we begin with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. When we look at the work that has to be done, number one, Allah didn't call us to be Muslim. In other words, when I say called us, he invited us to Islam. Prior to the invitation to Islam, I don't think I ever heard Muslim. I don't remember hearing it in my life as a youngster. When I heard it, my interest was because of my cousin. It didn't perk anything up on me one way or the other because I still didn't know from standing there speaking with him when he invited me what anything meant. I just told him I'll go in where he wanted me to go and listen to the message. As we grew over the years, the many years, for me that was late May or early June 1968. But over the years we grew and we see Muslim in various ways, different people that is. But the whole point of a Muslim is submission. Not submission to anything, but submission to God, to Creator, Allah. When we understand that, we realize what our makeup is about. Everything in the creation that we go into, we bump into, we find out about. Allah has permitted us to be able to study it, learn about it, and utilize it. Find it as a utility to do different things. I say often, you imagine the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, being here today, just popping up alive. Many things would scare him. Many things would surprise him. When you think about it, even their buildings, their buildings wasn't like the buildings we got today. Their streets were not like ours today. Definitely their mode of transportation wasn't like ours. When we see the ability to do just what we're doing now, you're somewhere, if you hear this, you're listening. You may be anywhere on earth. I would believe that most of us in America, most of us are in America that's listening. But the reach of this system, internet, and speaking to someone from a distance, looking at them through the cameras of the computer or the phone, in what we call Zoom or similar to that, all those things would shock the people of the prophet's time, prayers and peace be upon them. This is a time that he lived in, that served as the beginning for us as Muslims. And in that term, Muslim, we find one or that which submits to Allah's will, to God's will. And Allah says, I've made the whole creation, not just man, the whole creation, Muslim, to submit to my will. This is what Allah says. And submitting to his will actually calls certain things to submit to the will of man. Bricks don't make us. We make bricks. And of metal don't make us. They don't move us into a shape. But we're permitted to find that which is metallic in the sense of speaking of metal. And in that, we can shape it. we can make it so thin it doesn't feel heavy to our handhold or whatever the case may be. We can put it together and put wheels on it and run it down the street hundreds of miles an hour. They couldn't imagine that back then. It wasn't supposed to be imagined. So when Allah says to us through the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, that there will become a time that people who don't even see me, don't know me, they'll do more with this message than you will, speaking to his companions. This is that time. The Muslim today, particularly those of us here in America, we have to see the importance of uniting with one another. Honorable Elijah Muhammad showed us something. We didn't have to compete as states in an angry way. We competed. Who sold the most Muhammad speaks? Who got behind him the strongest as soldiers? Who carried his message to build a community of Muslims? That goal, that effort, we did. And we did it well enough that it was attractive around the country. I was surprised when I first went down south after becoming a Muslim and realized there was Muslims in the south. Now, I should have known it, knowing that Malcolm and others were there, but I didn't expect to see any of my family. But there were some down there. And talking to them, I could see we up here in the north had an edge on them. But nonetheless, they were Muslims. When we look at ourselves today, right here in Philadelphia, we had one of the strongest brotherhoods in the nation.
Right.
We was influential. There were a couple cities bigger than we were, as far as numbers of people, et cetera, and size. New York was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We had a number of boroughs that they can call it all New York. They competed with us. And we was not nothing. If you got in front of us, we still was nothing to play with because you couldn't slow down. Here we come. Now, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying the competition for us was good because we were motivated to get the word out on us being one people working together to build and establish economics and many other things. Today, Brother James and Brother Nate had a chance to speak with a brother that when he told us his history, it showed us a lot. His history, to look at him, you would think he was from somewhere else. But once he started talking, he was part of our blood family. He was part of our Nation of Islam family, part of Temple Number 12. He was part of the Sister Clara Muhammad School here in Philadelphia. And looking at him, we didn't know. But it just really goes to say in my mind, or showed, that we have something that works when we work together. It's not us making it happen. I mean, you know, certain things we're putting together, but only by Allah's permission. Some things like that couldn't happen except by his permission. And somebody might say, oh, that ain't nothing. You just met somebody. That's nothing. It's big. To tell us we still got work to do, but it also from his mouth. He saw such a change since he's been in Philly, back in Philly, after being away for a number of years. And he's seeing that community is strong in one sense, but it didn't get stronger. He could see some detriment where we let other things bleed in and kind of weaken us as a community. African-American descendants of slaves should never claim themselves to be the only Muslims, but we have to work together. We spoke today about some of the young people killing each other, shooting at each other, hurting each other, going to jail, etc., with Muslim names. Why all of a sudden is this happening? Who's bringing such a discord to our face, and we're not saying nothing about it. Too many of the people that come from abroad have caused division among the Muslims that live here. Don't dislike them for it. Just recognize it. If you tell everybody that come in your house, you're welcome to everything. It's one thing to say, have a seat. Let me give you some water or coffee or some food. You got to use the bathroom. It's right over there. But to let them come in and say, go ahead, help yourself, you would no longer have your independence. In America, we have to build this, and that's one of the reasons why the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said to his companions, his close and best friends, if you go among a people and you don't speak their language, you don't know their culture, do not teach them and do not lead them. Keyword, lead, L-E-A-D. Lead them. Don't lead them. Don't teach them, but give someone from among them the five. That's the five pillars. 1023. There's a Quran probably in every language that people speak. So why don't we see that Allah teaches us as he taught the Prophet? You want to be more like the Prophet? Let Allah teach you. There's no mistake in what Allah gives us in the Quran. You may not get the full picture in another way, but when you read the language you speak, as long as you understand the language, there's some people that don't know language. Some people that can't speak, they have to use sign language. Some people can't hear, so they don't know the words. That's something different. The majority of people are not like that. Very small fraction of the people. So when we speak from this platform we're on, we're calling ourselves to work together to build the model community. So we're going to take a break. PSA.
As-salamu alaykum. I'd like to read from the 25th surah, Al-Furqan. Such as, fear not the meeting with us. The judgment say, why are not the angels sent down to us? Or why do we not see our Lord? Indeed, they have an arrogant conceit of themselves, and mighty is the insolence of their impiety. The day they see the angels, no joy will there be to the sinners that day. The angels will say, there's a barrier forbidden to you altogether. And we shall turn to whatever deeds they did in this life, and we shall make such deeds as floating dust scattered about. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. The program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org. Pan Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. For those who call in and listen to the program, but you can't seem to call in to ask your questions, I'm going to give you a phone number, and you can dial this number, and you can ask your question. The number is 267-385-0259. That's 347-385-0259. Yes, I just want to elaborate too. First of all, thank you, Jane. I'm really lost. Just to elaborate, we're having problems with our panel, and we can't get any calls through for suggestions or questions. So we revise a little situation where you can call in on one of our phones, and we can put you right on. On the program, speaker-wise. As Jane said, it really is my number, Nate Muhammad, area code 267-385-0259. 267-385-0259. Feel free to call in if you do have a question, and we'll put you right on the mic. Okay? So, as the imam was speaking about earlier, it's back to we have to unite as a people. Very important that we unite. Our problem out here in society stems from our inability or stems from being moving around individually. And that's where we are being controlled, taken advantage of, abused. And all because of our individuality. Once we pool all our resources, our individual self together as one, those problems should cease. Matter of fact, those problems will cease because we had it done before, or we have done it before, where we moved as a collective body to get anything that we wanted. And it was very fruitful. It's almost like it was meant for us to do it this way. We were dealing with things. We had no problem. People responded to us, accepted us, and was very grateful to do business with us. So this is something that we want to establish as a people. But we have, if we're going to establish this allow industry, do for self, build a model community, we have to be moving as one first. Can't get nothing done with moving individually. We were looking at, I think I mentioned this earlier, about how the other ethnic groups, as they move, they might move to the left, might move to the right, or even go straight forward. But you can see what they're doing. But when it came to our people, we moving in all different directions. You know, wind up building up a lot of frustration. And then we come and vent our frustration out on each other. This is why all this killing and all this chaotic among our people is going on, because we be venting. We don't give time to something to mellow out. We just react. That's a vent. When I first understood that, we was all in meetings where people would vote out and blast everybody, very argumental. And then when you sit up there, okay, you take responsibility over what you just proclaimed. They didn't want to do it. They couldn't do it. They just wanted to get their problem off their chest. That's the same thing like when we was growing up in the street, if somebody would say, oh, I cussed him out real good. Yeah, okay. Now what? After you cussed them out, now what? Oh, I just felt good. So you were just letting out a lot of hot air. That's a vent. We have to be able to distinguish if a person is venting or is a person serious. But if the person is serious, he's willing to follow up with everything. The person venting, he just want to get stuff off his chest and blow a lot of steam off. So that's one of the things that we... As we come together, work to come together, that we probably run into, well, we will run into it because we already experienced it. But it's important. It is important that we can be able to sit down and talk. The root of everything, how we want to get something done, is our ability to sit down and talk. A lot of times when you're blowing off steam, you can't talk because you're getting on somebody's nerves or blowing them off or whatever you do. But if we can't talk, we will not be able to establish anything. We got to sit down and see what we have to do. If we're going to do things to shore, we have to be able to talk. And that is our whole purpose out here, is as human beings, is communicate. That's what Almighty God gave us. Gave us our ability to communicate, put our heads together, to sit down and iron out any situation that we're dealing with. Because they're going to be here. No matter what we do, if we don't do nothing, we're going to have problems. There are going to be challenges. And we got to figure out how we're going to all be able to deal with them. And if you ever was a so-called problem solver, you use the same formula until it fails you. You got to come up with another formula. But the best formula is any problem, you go to the root of it and come off of that. And you can really see that, man, my solution is right there in my problem. I just have to look at it. God gave us that ability. That's God-given ability. To sit down and think something out. Man sits up here and think that, oh, I did that. I figured it out. No, that came from God first. He gave it to you. You're just the benefactor of it, beneficial of it. So if anyone would like to call into the program, please feel free to call 267-385-0259. And we'll put you right on the mic. With that, I'd like to Imam Bilal. Thank you, everybody, Imam. I appreciate it.
Thank you also, Nate. Benjamin, once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. Assalamu alaikum. The halal industry do for self. And our goal, we are making an effort that we come together and meet people. We're talking to you. For you to look at yourself.
That's right.
And see what do you see as a model community. Help us build it. We're not asking you for your money. That may come one day. God willing, we'll build entities that have money that we don't have to take out of everybody's pocket. But that may come a time that we may have to say, send some money to such and such account. That account we would want to start off, I have to set up that with our brothers from Graceline Credit Union. And Cinder, we need bankers from all over the country to open up banks. You know, Wells Fargo, I banked with them going all the way back when they had three or four other names. They done sold themselves or traded names at least four times.
Bought out other banks.
Bought out other banks as well, yes. And they do that. We have to be able to open ours. We have to be able to do something that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did in his time, and I have to highlight him. Allah blessed him. And here's a man again, 1897 was his birth. With a third grade education, he saw into his teacher, master, that they called, meaning teacher, not master like slave master, and not like master like he's the God or something to that effect. No, Master Farad was a teacher, Teacher Farad. When he got the message from him, he was able to take that and see how he can turn the language in a way that it builds us and not weaken us. Not to say that was Farad Muhammad's goal, to weaken us. No, he saw us as strong enough to be able to fight some of his fights. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad saw that behind what everything that he was saying, he could see that Allah was in the picture. Of course, Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't know the term Allah then like that. So he himself had to get the message clear. And when he saw it, all the way until he left, he gave us a message to stand up and do for self, that God would want us to stand up and do for ourselves. So today, we've lingered, so to speak. We should be having industries all over the country that belong to some of us. We shouldn't be, I mean, don't get me wrong. Reparation is due us. It's ours. But we shouldn't be where we can't give ourselves jobs, where we can't create volumes of things that we sell in the market competing with the market that already exists. We can compete if we open up the auto industry for ourselves, where we make cars and trucks, buses, if you will, planes or boats. But we have to come together and say, we want to do that. No, I can't do it. I've never made a car. If I was employed somewhere, I could train and learn. But we got plenty of people that worked in places and still work in places that can manage, can run an operation to build cars. We definitely know we got mechanics because nearly every mechanic shop that you go in our neighborhood is our people. Once upon a time, you couldn't find a mechanic among us. Our family was fortunate because my father and his brothers owned their own mechanic shop. But usually if you pulled into a gas station back in the day, there were Caucasians owning that. By the time I got a little older, I was still a child. I was a young teenager. Saw an African-American owning the gas station down the street from where we live, which used to be owned by Caucasians all the time. So things changed even back then. And I guess that was about 56, somewhere in that area. It changed. It's changed more since then. But we're not taking advantage of it. The Muslim community was one of the most energetic in thinking and in action to get things done that show our people should have better. So what has happened to the Muslims? We got so bent on Arabic that we fell asleep. We listened to some of the lectures today. You're just talking about sin. I'm an imam too, and I'm wondering where you're going. I'm 75. I don't sin. Oh, you're an angel? I didn't say nothing about an angel, but I'm a good person. I want us to be successful, but I don't sin. What sin do you do? You gamble? You lie? You steal? You cheat? No. And if you're doing those things, ask for Allah for forgiveness and get away from them. Or any other thing. You laying back plotting some thievery or whatever. So why are they talking to us like that? That we need to know, and most of them younger than many of us that's been living Islam.
Yes, it is.
You're gonna come in now and tell us about sin? We ain't walk, and I believe the brothers and sisters in the masjid, we're not walking around doing no sin. So why do they think we need that? Or pray? Or are they talking about prayer? I've been praying the way we pray today since 1969, after getting out of the service and joining the Nation of Islam. I was taught by the brother, he's deceased now, may Allah give him a high place in paradise. But I was taught in the orientation class, the Arabic, how to pray, the Adhan, the Iqamah, the name of all the prayers, what's said in these prayers. And I've been praying the same ever since. I don't mind that. I read a little Arabic. I can read the Arabic, but I don't understand every word. I was on that trail once upon a time. But what I do need to know is what is it taking for us to come together and see that that's not what Allah wants from us. Allah wants us to build a society. All of the Muslims, the model community, could have been, we could say, only the place where the Prophet laid his head, prayers and peace be upon him. That's not what Allah wants. He's telling us all to follow the model. So that means it's in every one of us to establish what we need to survive in. Build a community, the model community. The model community can feed itself. The model community can cause exchange from one people to another because they even could move. In other words, one thing to be at the place, like we're in a wheelchair, and I'm not putting down wheelchairs or anybody that's in it. But we can act like we're in a wheelchair and everybody got to bring something to us. We can't take nothing to them. No, we got to act like our legs work, our hands work, our mouth, eyes, ears, our five senses work. And the body is regulated to follow the five senses.
Mm-hmm.
The body will jump out the way because the mind picks up something that is sensed with the feel or just heard. Or barely caught a glimpse of something. By now, we should know that we should be further ahead. But we have to come together. Imams have to start pulling together with the neighboring masjids. Those of the association first, because we understand it the best. Some of our brothers, other brothers and sisters, brothers more than sisters, I think, they join on with others to be different, to think they got it better. How can you get it better? Ain't nothing like your natural mother and father unless they just bad people. Your natural family, nothing like it to work together, to have the joy of seeing each other grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then taking what you grow and help others to benefit from it. At this point in time, 2023, we still at a point. We had moved out of it, but we're still back at a point where others do for us more than we do for anybody else, more than we even do for ourselves. We need, and I'm just not a put down. I'm a part of the same community.
Mm-hmm.
It's for us to work, to trust each other. Our imams, all of them, including myself, we have to call the people to do something for ourselves, build for ourselves, establish for ourselves. Ain't nothing racial about that. Why do other people come here? They got wealth. Why do they come and build together? And where do they build at? Right in our community. The wealth that they get from our community, they take it to where their community is. Again, I ain't mad. But where's our words? So we can do an exchange. Some things we have, we need to sell to other people. I remember as a youngster, Chinatown here in Philadelphia, I lived on 8th Street. About 10 blocks going north was Chinatown. And in that area, you can go in and buy their food, but they ain't buying nothing from an African American. That's when I was a child. Still pretty much the same today. They won't buy from us. Now, one of the reasons we can say they ain't buying for us today, we can say we don't have it. We ain't making it. But no, that ain't the only reason. Let us start making it, and if nothing else, sell it to ourselves. I feel all right. I've always said this since being a teenager. I feel all right with seeing them standing in our neighborhood at the door of their store wondering where the people at. While people are walking past them every day, and then eventually they say, look, brother, please, in any language, please, you want to buy my business? I have to go back home. Do you want to buy it? I will sell it to you cheap. Now, we don't want to just push nobody out, but we want to do so well for ourselves that we ain't got time to make other people rich. Once you taste it, you'll love it. And who ordained that for us? Allah did. Allah did it in a way to make it that every community grow. Do you see ants having a problem? Where roaches be at, do they have a problem? Their problem is somebody may step on them. Other animals, do they have a problem? No. Bears, nowhere to go hibernate at. But they eat all while they're not hibernating. And if you picnic out in front of them too long, they'll take your food.
Mm-hmm.
They may try and take you too, but they, you know, if you get out of the way, they will take your food. But us, again, we look at each other in each other's face every day. And maybe the disturbance part about us looking at each other sometimes is the fact that we ain't doing nothing together. That rubs that love into each other. The days of the Nation of Islam, we had that. The days of those who were close in the time of Imam W.D. Muhammad, we had that.
Mm-hmm.
Time to build the model community. And that's what we're appealing to everybody about. Start talking in your community, brother Imams. We need the talent of every person. You got architects in your community? We want a national move of architects to be prepared to be working on the first and the many areas that we want to work on to put a model community. We want to do what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did. We want a temple in every major city. We want a model community in every major city. We want them in the other cities too, but we want to start with the major cities. We got 50 states. We should have at least one in each state. And collectively, we'll make that decision. Which state first? Which state should we go to first? Should we go to the south, the north, the west? But Shura Bainahum. We don't want it where one group, you know, the imams, I'm an imam, can just say where it go. No, we want to sit and talk, and we want to come together on where. We need real estate person to be able to find the land quicker than we can. And then finding that land, knowing that what we want to do with it, build a community. And as I stated, my suggestion, don't have to be this, but I'm just giving an idea. If we decided we want 1,000 acres and we want to build one house on every acre, we know that'll be, if it's one person in a house, that'll be 1,000 families that makes that community. But if we make the houses where they can house 5 people, we got 5,000 people in that community. It makes them house much more than 5, but a minimum of 5. And those 5 can grow to be a part of that community. Again, we need people who understand land, the environment, to see if there's anything in the earth that we're purchasing that could work against our health. We also know that happens too. Some parts of the earth, because of what was done, what was buried there, and I don't mean dead bodies. It could be dead bodies, but I don't mean that. Usually the dead bodies, they're cemeteries. Surprise, if every now and then you run up on some land and it got dead bodies in it, but the bottom line, there are other things that are even worse than dead bodies. So we need somebody that understands to be a body, a group from across the country that look at that as well as surveying the land to see if it's livable. See, is it contaminated with something? And if it is, we know we can't live there. If it's not, then maybe we can live there. We need educators because we're going to have schools. I like to see in some of the communities, if not all of them, an area we call the University of Islam. That means it has education for the very young, preschool, on up to the 6th grade. Then it may have its Clara Muhammad going through the higher grades. And then it may have even a higher school. I'd like to see maybe the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's name on one and Sister Clara Muhammad's on one and Imam Muhammad's on another. And that showing the span of our growth. Showing the span of our growth. But that takes also a vote or a type of shura that shows the majority say yes, that's what we should do. It's logical. We're identifying ourselves. We need one of the things that I said, I've said it to Sister Aisha, that somewhere along the line, and I said this back in the time when he met Mama was here, he liked the idea. We need to be looking at strip malls. We got to put strip malls. If we build a community, we got to have a strip mall. But right now, there are strip malls that are so cheap. I mean, they're in the hundreds of thousands. But for the size of the buildings, et cetera, that's still kind of cheap. Those kind of places need to be brought to house stores, but also have a bookmaking, a book writing store, publishing company right there. Not the big one like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had. We need that too. We need that for our papers. And as Imam Muhammad says, stop having one paper. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He was speaking about our paper, whether it was called Muhammad Speaks, Bilalian News, or Muslim Journal. Don't just have one. We need more than one paper. Most cities got more than one paper. Philadelphia, I know we got at least four major ones. Then you got a bunch of other ones that dropped in your door every week free with mostly advertisement. We need to be able to publish our own books. Our people need our story. We need a museum in our model community area that houses our history. We don't just want to build and people come in and live in 100, 200 years. They don't know who even started this, and I'm not talking about something going all the way back to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. How did this body of people find their way away from slavery of any type? Just the thinking is different. If I'm a slave, I'm a slave for Allah. I ain't going to be no slave for no man. Those things that happened to our forefathers should never happen to any people ever again. Any people. I ain't talking about just blacks. Any people. There might be somebody that say, well, we need to enslave them so they have to feel it. We don't need nobody to feel it. That was God's gift to us. Now, I know that brother crazy. He's talking about a gift. Allah brought us to America.
That's right.
Slave masters might have used their ship, their boats, their whips even. But the plan was Allah's. And, you know, the Bible said who would steal a whole people from God? Do you think you can steal anything from somebody that can see everything you're doing? No, that was part of the plan. Take us and strip us, and then he will stand us up again. We have to believe that. We have to believe that that's the way that God wanted us to do, to move on us. For us to be the type of people that will say we're going to build. And not just build a little bit. We're going to build from now on. We got generations right now. We got generations of people behind us that don't know the next step. They got a chance for themselves to be a little rebellious. And they forgot that they were supposed to stay in line so that something could be passed to them. And even in some cases, they didn't forget. We didn't tell them, hey, we're making something here that we're going to pass to you. So let's build the world, pass to them. That's good enough that they don't need revenge for anything. We don't need revenge for anything. And others can copy that model, as the law says. And we then become what others have become around the world establishing Islam, and that is a mercy to humanity. To see an opportunity that where people can actually build love. There's going to still be somebody around with hate, but it would be so much good if we do it right. Hate won't have a chance standing up. Let's say his name a different way. Instead of hate, Shaitan.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
He won't have a way to stand up. Every time he stick his head up, somebody be punching him. Mm-hmm. I remember a brother told me in Jersey when I had a masjid in Jersey, in Glassboro, New Jersey. He came up from Camden and was wiggling his finger as we do when we sit down and jostle and pray. And he said, brother, you know why I do that? I said, tell me why. He said, it's tickling the heart of Shaitan. I said, oh, yeah? If I can get Shaitan that close to my hand, I'm choking him. He looked at me strange. There's a difference in the teachings.
Yeah,
he heard that from somebody. He want to play with Shaitan. No, yeah, I want to destroy him. I'm going to run. I want Shaitan to know, stay away from whatever I'm doing.
We can build that.
That Nate?
We've seen the damage.
Hell yeah.
Shaitan
can do it.
Get that close. You got to snatch.
You got to snatch and take his heart out. So let's take another PSA. I swear.
Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The entrance of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, Pan Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And if you're having problems dialing in, dial the number 267-385-0259 and ask some questions. Thank you.
Thanks, Brother James. I'd just like to just comment on a couple things the man said. I usually sit and listen to him, and he touches something that we experience, you know, and it comes, I like to, you know, just bear witness to it. I remember when we used to come to the temple in the masjid, they used to tell us that when we come to the masjid or the temple, Satan stops at the door. And I was always thrilled with that because we knew that we was coming to the masjid and the temple to get to re-up, to recharge our batteries, get some more new knowledge or whatnot. And when we come back, when we walk out the door, we see Satan. We usually would smack him right in the mouth, you know. And that was my attitude with that. You know, I always say when you come to the masjid in the temple, you know, it's a battle. When you walk out your door, you're battling all time. You're at war with whatever forces that's moving out there to try and take control over you. And then when you come to the masjid, you would get a break, fix your armor, charge up your battery, and then you're ready to go back out and continue the battle. That's the thought comes to my mind when we talk about battling Shaitan, because any God-fearing person is greatest enemy is Shaitan. A lot tell us that about the do what's right and forbid what's wrong. Shaitan always want to lead you down the path of wrong. You understand? And I guess that's his job, sort of. It's up to you to recognize it and be able to withstand its whisper, its device, or his vices to move on. But if we lead with what Allah said, lead as one, not lead as we want, lead as one, they kind of see us coming here, move off. He'll move over on the other side of us because he know he don't have no win. But if we're moving individually, we play right in his hands. Our whole conversation is built around the unification. They used to say, why can't we work together? Why can't we come together? I mean, I grew up listening to that. I said, yeah, we came together. And then when we got together, somebody messed up. Somebody sold us out. So then now I'm not talking about coming together. I'm talking about uniting. That's the difference. Uniting is for a purpose, and you're doing your part. You come together, you came together because, you know, maybe the police beat somebody up. You wanna protest against that. Maybe somebody put somebody out the house. You know, that's coming together. I'm talking about uniting. We eliminate all of that stuff. All that goes to the wayside. And we're moving, the people will have to acknowledge you and respect you for who you are, not what they think. Because this is what they go by, you know, about our people. They go by what they think. They've been told about us, how we do, what we don't do. And that's how they treat us. You come, somebody new come in the neighborhood, watch out for those blacks. You know, they shifty. They rob you in a minute. They do everything, you know, under the sun to you. Then they come to find out all the stuff that happened. Who was at came to their aid for help? Those same black folks that they say that to stay away from. I was told all that. I seen all that. So that's why I was saying we got to realize that it's our time. It's our time to come, sit down, and unite, to do for self, and to build our model community through the halal industry as the vessel that moves and push everything. And we're looking forward to you. Anybody have a phone? I mean, have a comment, suggestion, or a question? Our board, panel board, is down on our call, 267-385-0259. If you have any comments or questions, we'll put you right on board. So I want to back to the man here, and we can continue our last couple minutes.
Brother Nate, Brother James, Assalamu alaikum once again. This is Imam Wali Yahid Bilal, the halal industry do for self. Our goal, even with the halal industry, we want to be economics for this community, not just us, not saying that. We may not think it, but there are plenty of people sitting with capital right now to help build this community. Many will wait till they see it start. I don't mind starting. I pray to Allah to be successful so we can build the community. As I mentioned to Imam Muhammad, and I've definitely mentioned to all the brothers and sisters that work together with us before even saying it to the Imam, that we can build the wealth that our people need by just working together. We can put together the things that's necessary by working together, building the halal industry. The halal is not just food. Is economics. And I'm stimulated by something my father said from the Bible. It's in the Quran, too. There's a guy said to Moses, you got 12 tribes behind you. Strike the rock. 12 springs will gush forth. And that's the language. But then he said, son, that don't mean water. He said it every time. Every time he read it to me, every week, literally. From at least about 10, I was getting it before 10 when my mother was still living. She passed, I was 7, almost 8. And he kept reading, kept doing the things that they used to do together for me. And till I was, you know, a young teenager, and not too young of a teenager, but a young teenager. And he gave it to me, and then he stopped and started giving me more things that will prepare me for other things in the world. So when he didn't have to read the Bible, I guess he figured at that time I was old enough to read it myself. But when I look at our work, when I got into the halal, there were brothers, looked like me, kept trying to get me to go and unite and do the halal with foreigners. And I don't mean that as an insult. That's what they were, brothers from another country. So why, and I asked him, why would I go there? He said, so they could teach you and help you. I said, I've been taught already. I've been taught from my own community. Why do I need to go do that? I said, I'll do it myself. Don't worry about it. I'll do the things that's necessary. And then doing the things that's necessary, we'll see wealth come to our own community. And that's what we have to kind of work with. If we look at the cash flow that's supposed to come to us, we'll never see it if it comes through someone else's hand. We have to build our own. So, yes, we need slaughterhouses. We need processing plants. We need places where you take the hide and turn it into clothing, where you take the hide and turn it into furniture, when you take the hide and you turn the material into car seats, et cetera, things like that. When you take the land and you build on it the life of the animal, but you also grow trees, you grow vegetables. Those trees become wood, our wood sheds, not sheds, excuse me, our factories, our wood factories, where we can make wood to put on our floors and put it between the brick and the mortar, et cetera, et cetera. All these things don't just exist for other people, they exist for us. We just have to come, we do it every day. Not every one of us know what to do with cement, but there's a bunch of us that are cement workers, brick workers, glazers, steel, iron, metal. We're doing things every day. We just need to establish our industry. And having our industry, we hire our people. Can we hire other people? Yes. But we have to hire our first, not with prejudice. We're not biased. We have to hire our first because ours are the last one that usually get hired.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to hire that.
First
to get laid off. In other words, no, we want to be clear. We are establishing, allowing for our people to do better. Not just the Muslims among us. I wasn't a Muslim once upon a time. But I seen and heard something from the Muslims, Minister Nello, who's now living in Florida. I heard him teach one Friday when my cousin invited me, as I've told the story millions of times, I'm probably hundreds, if not millions, at least. But I told the story. And that got me to wanting to be a part of the Nation of Islam. First, yes, for the Muslim, but I'm for our people. That don't mean I can't help a Muslim. Don't mean I can't help a Christian. Don't mean I can't help an atheist. But I'm for the people who I believe can help establish this. That's what I'm pushing for first. And we're building because we know we can, that we know that Allah, God, is with us. It's not a plaything. This is real. So we come on this station, and we're sorry we can't do the PSAs because for some reason the brother's checking everything out to find out why we can't do what we normally do on the normal AM priest. But if you can hear us, the brother gave you the number. We'll look for you. 6 o'clock, 7 days a week, we come on, 6 to 7. And on Wednesday, we do it twice. We may do it twice, but we're going to do our main one, 5 to 7. I'm going to leave off at this time, and all of that is Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for being with us today. We look for you to be with us tomorrow or during the week. And if you will, share it with someone. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Have a great weekend and a great week. Thank you.